Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Intercepted.
I'm John Schwartz, senior writer with The Intercept. Over the past year, Intercepted has been bringing you more stories from the people behind The Intercept's reporting. They even let me take the mic to talk about the business of war profiteering with Andrew Coburn, the longtime national security journalist and author of the new book, The Spoils of War.
A few years ago, they were discovered to be charging $10,000 for a toilet seat cover. And when the Undersecretary of the Air Force was sort of challenged on this by, I think it was a congressman, he said, well, we needed to pay that price to ensure a profit for the manufacturer.
For Giving Tuesday, we're asking you to contribute to The Intercept so we can continue bringing you hard-hitting investigative reporting, journalism that's harder and harder to find these days and depends on your support. In the past year on Intercepted, you've heard investigative reporter Sharon Lerner explain how she discovered that Trump's EPA helped erase records of almost 270,000 pounds of carcinogenic pollution.
So there are a lot of people around the country who are still breathing this stuff and just have no idea.
We also shined a light on the Chinese government's repressive tactics against Muslims based on millions of leaked police files provided to The Intercept.
I feel that somebody is watching. Something will happen in next hour. And my every action and my every word recorded, the camera all the time, like looking at me, and every moment the camera just take picture of me.
Intercept reporter Aline Brown took us to the front lines of the Line 3 protests, a flashpoint in the fight to halt the expansion of the fossil fuel industry as the climate crisis deepens.
In June, water protectors gathered for the largest yet direct action against Line 3 at a pipeline pump station.
We've heard from Afghans trying to flee the crisis caused by the U.S. government.
Actually, the situation is out of control because all the people of Afghanistan want to have passport and leave the country because of, the situation of country.
And we brought you to the picket line during this year's strike wave.
You've got to continue to raise your voices as they are doing, all workers are doing, all across this country.
For Giving Tuesday this year, make a donation to The Intercept at theintercept.com/join. Your help allows us to continue to report on abuses of power and be an independent source of news. Thank you for listening and for all of your support, now and since Intercepted began.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
we're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's ALLBIRDS.com.